Wagner's here from TVshowpatrol.com and from Stomp.
I'm a Stomp dancer.
Are you Stomp dancing?
Or a step dancer.
Kurt, like I said, TVshowpatrol.com. Great website if you enjoy television. Kurt, how come you're not in studio today? What's up?
Oh, I got so much to do.
All right.
He's got to wash his hair.
Right.
Are you guys building something there? What is that?
No, we're not. You mean the loud music? The boom booms?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Boom booms?
The boom booms. As you know, there's been a change in producers, and our regular producer hasn't started yet. So we brought in somebody, and we said, Kasera, if you could just play music that startles people, we would enjoy that. So she's doing that. I hope you're not startled.
I got my groove on from that.
Did you?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Kurt, some changes over at Saturday Night Live have been announced. Is it good news or bad news, or we don't know yet?
Well, it depends. Depends on your point of view. Bobby Moynihan and Vanessa Bayer and Sasheer Zamata are out, which we knew.
I didn't know Vanessa Bayer was out.
Yeah, kind of made mention of it last year at the end. Remember on the very last episode of the season, she and Bobby Moynihan were in almost every scene.
I did notice that, and they don't usually... Well, Vanessa Bayer is in everything.
Not like that last episode, they went out of their way to put them in almost everything.
Yeah.
Not so much Sasheer Zamata. I didn't know she was leaving the show.
Yep.
I didn't see that much of her to begin with. She was...
And Bobby Moynihan has his own...
CBS show.
That looks cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but...
It's him and three, like him as a little kid, him in present day, and him in the future. Is that kind of how it...
Right, Me, Myself, and I think it's called. And so it looks at his life sort of from those different times, you know, at the same time.
All right, so they're gone. Three new cast members come in.
Where are they from?
Well, two of them are from, Kurt, say it.
Two are from Chicago. Yeah. Chris Redd was a cast member on Netflix Disjointed, and he's a Second City alum from Chicago. Second City Chicago alum. Luke Null was in the Newport Hounds, which is a Chicago-based improv sketch trio with I.O. It used to be called Improv Olympics, I.O. now.
Mm-hmm.
And Heidi Gardner is from The Groundlings in Los Angeles, so they picked all three from their usual places, training grounds, because they do a lot of stuff, get a lot of people from The Groundlings and from Second City.
So what normally happens, Kurt, is when you join the show, you're not immediately a fledged cast member. You're one of the featured players. Sometimes you're a featured player for two or three or four years until they make their final decision. So all three of these will follow suit, right? They're all featured players, obviously.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And they'll be there starting this Saturday when Ryan Gosling hosts.
Where did the summer go, you guys? I mean, now all the fall shows are starting.
It happened quick, didn't it? We already mentioned this a little bit, Kurt, but some jarring news from Julia Louis-Dreyfus yesterday.
Yes, about her. She has been diagnosed with breast cancer. She got diagnosed the day after the Emmys when she won her sixth Emmy for Veep.
Mm-hmm.
And
boy, that puts things in perspective in life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, the big thing here is... what I loved about her announcement was that she was able to sort of get around to talking about not just herself, but how she's lucky she has health care, good health care, and how everybody should be lucky enough to have good health care. So she made a little point for the government about that.
Kurt, I swear, I was thinking the same thing. For people who don't know, Julie Louis-Dreyfus has done really well financially, both from her own work. And her family is incredibly wealthy. You know, the Dreyfus Fund, that's her family's business.
That is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. They have a lot of cash, but she took a moment, a very dark moment in her life, and turned it into something very important, saying, I'm fortunate, I have money, I have a union that provides me health care, but it's not that way for everybody. Let's look at this. And what a great moment to do that in. So good for her.
And I love that about her. I mean, she's spoken up on politics before and always in a smart way, I think.
Yeah. I'm curious if you watched last night's, and you, Wendy, did you watch last night's revival of Will and Grace?
I did.
I did, too. Did you see it?
I never watched it the first time, I didn't bother.
What did you think, Kurt?
I didn't like it the first time I watched it, but then I watched it again last night, and I thought, you know, I love their quick hits. I mean, I guess I didn't like the situation they were in. I thought that was kind of far-fetched.
Contrived, yeah.
Yeah,
a little
contrived.
Bit.
But I do love their delivery of some of the fun lines, and it gets better in the second and third episodes. I mean, it makes more sense, I think, in the second and third episodes.
I was a little bit afraid because 11 years have passed since the last time the cast worked together regularly. They did a mini episode last year, but I thought, I wonder if the timing will still be there. I wonder if it'll have the same kind of feel. And it kind of did. There was very little that changed over the 11 years.
Right. And I love the way that they explained away the finale mm-hmm. of the original series by having Karen sort of daydreaming, and then she explains her daydream. And that, you know, in her daydream, Will and Grace had kids who then ended up getting married or dating and
yeah.
getting married.
Yeah.
And so she's asking them, everybody, you know, was this part true? Was this part true? Was this part true? And that was pretty funny, I thought.
It was very funny. They played off. Remember on Dallas when there was a dream? The whole season was
Bobby.
A dream. Yeah, in the shower.
Yeah.
So it was kind of their version of, well, if they can do it, we can do it. We'll just say some of it was a dream. It's
That's
easy.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, in later episodes, it's kind of fun because they sort of hit on, you know, they're of a certain age now, and they hit on dating younger people and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that's kind of funny. And
so that's revival number one. Revival number two is Roseanne, and that's still a week or two away, right?
I think that's next spring. I think. That's
oh, is it that far off?
Yeah, until the second part of the season.
Oh, I was under the impression that was starting up sooner. I'm anxious to see how they pick
too.
Up. I'm hoping it's as good as it used to be.
I don't think it's coming back until January.
Oh, all right. I will wait patiently. Kurt Wagner's here from TV Show. I'm going
to
have to.
Not patiently, though.
I'll just wait. More TV talk next. Kurt Wagner's here, TVShowPatrol.com. Now, Kurt, usually you provide us with a list of things to discuss with you, and they're all good, but I just wanted to bring this up really quickly, and that's the first week of Megyn Kelly over on NBC for the Extended Today Show. Have you seen any of this?
No, but I've seen clips.
Every day it's a new adventure for Megyn Kelly over the Today Show. She's asking Jane Fonda about her plastic surgery, and Jane Fonda doesn't want to talk about it.
I know. That's the one that I just couldn't believe, and bravo, Jane Fonda, for just shutting her down.
It was pretty interesting. I didn't see it, but I heard a clip of it.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda didn't want to talk about her plastic
surgery. Who
does?
I know. And
Patricia Heaton's the only one that I know that came right out and talked about it and said, I had to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I got to look good on TV.
Yeah.
And Jane Fonda brought it up years ago. And it's not really even current news, you know, and she's like, do we really want to talk about this now? Let's talk about the show that Robert, who's sitting next to her, Robert Redford and I are in.
Who's also had some work done. I'm sorry, he has.
He didn't want to talk about it either.
Well, who would?
He started laughing when she said that to Megyn Kelly, which I thought was also great. But, yeah, it seems like they've been having a little bit of boneheaded moves every day this week.
How's that show going to do, do you think?
I don't think it's going to do well.
I don't think so.
The thing is, they paid a lot of money for her, I think, and they might stick with it. But
well, no one will be on.
I'm sure it'll be a commitment. But
that's the thing. No one will want to come on.
The cast of Will and Grace was on the other day, and then Deborah Messing said afterwards that she shouldn't have done it. She was uncomfortable. Megyn Kelly had this guy from the audience, and she asked how the characters on the show. How they affected his fashion and whether or not he would become gay or something like that. Very
right.
awkwardly worded question to an audience member. And then yesterday, one of the cameramen accidentally got in the shot and then swore on them during the show.
Yeah.
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 Seriously? I'm going to watch it now.
I think with the Will and Grace thing, then she said something about gay looks good on you.
Yeah, right.
Or something like that. And it's just like, what? What's going on here?
But don't you think, Kurt, after painting Megyn Kelly the way she was painted at Fox News, it's very hard to soften her up and say to America, look, she's your friend. You know, she
right.
used to be your enemy, but now she's your friend. That's a hard sell.
Right, it is.
Tell me about it.
But obviously,
what do you know?
It seems she's a little awkward in the spot, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Kung Fu is coming back, but with quite a twist. What's going on with the new Kung Fu?
Well, Fox picked it up as a pilot, which means that that means it's kind of assured that it's going to come on. And what it is, as you know, the Kung Fu was a 1970s David Carradine show. And in this one, it's years later in the 19th. That was set in the 1800s. This is set in the 1950s. And a woman Lucy Chang is the hero of the show. She's a Buddhist monk and kung fu master who travels to the U.S. looking for the person who stole her child years before.
Wendy.
I didn't see that.
Give her her child
the
back.
The dingo ate your baby.
She teams up with a Korean War veteran who has secrets of his own, obviously, because everyone on TV.
Everyone has secrets.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have any.
No
and
secrets?
So each week, you know, they come to the aid of different people. You know, it's sort of the same setup, except the woman is the hero.
Will we find out, Kurt, at some point during the show that this woman is the granddaughter of Cain?
Well, you know, they haven't said that, but it is the same last name.
Oh, it is?
Oh, then for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to end up being that or some kind of thing in that way, yeah.
But she's related to Cain? What if she's related to Michael Cain? Would that shock you?
That would be really shocking. And and also, you have to wonder, will they hire an Asian actress?
Oh.
That's a good question.
Yes.
Who was it? Keith Carradine?
No, David Carradine.
David Carradine.
Yep.
Yeah, so anyway, that's interesting with that one.
I got to jump in with a question from a listener, and I'm selfish and want to know the answer, too. Can you ask Kurt when we will see the new X-Files? Thanks. Hello?
Yes? You talking to me?
X-Files. When will we see the new X-Files?
When it comes on TV.
Yes.
But it's going to be a while for that, correct?
It might be a little while, yeah, because, you know, they have other projects they're doing. But they have agreed that let's all do it.
Scully and Mulder back together again.
Yeah.
Kurt, what about, I don't know if you watch Vice Principals over on HBO. It was a dark show last season. This season it's even darker.
Yeah, I have not watched. I'm way behind, but I watched it last season, and yeah, it was pretty dark. But this season I have not seen it yet, and I have to catch up, but... Bill, it doesn't surprise me.
Bill turned me on to a good show called The Exorcist, and I binge-watched and got all caught up, and I thought it was canceled, but that is not true.
No, it's coming back tonight. In fact, the premiere's tonight. And last year it was set in Chicago or the Chicago suburbs. This year the two main priests are sort of on the road chasing the demon, I think, is how it's working out. So they're all over the place this year.
It's like Diners, Drives, and Possessions or something. They'll be traveling all over.
With Guy Fieri is one of the exorcists this year.
A little update on the X-Files. Early 2018, it says.
Oh, right around the corner, Wendy.
Yeah. So
very
it's
soon.
Oh, cool.
And the new,
it looks like they've filmed it already, yeah.
The new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm premieres this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm, Sunday night.
Any changes in the cast? Anything we should know about the new season?
I'm sorry, I do not know.
Will Susie anything swear more? Because you say I swear more than anyone you've ever met. I think she takes the cake.
But she's fictional. You're actual.
So am I sometimes.
Oh, you are? Oh, all right.
Aren't you? You're fictional on the radio, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
But the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, was it 6 years ago? Is that possible?
It is possible, yes.
Boy, that's a long time between seasons.
That's when I canceled HBO, so now I have to get it back by tonight.
You have to hurry.
Or tomorrow night. Sunday night.
Yeah.
The Mick is back, I was told by one of my sons. I haven't watched it yet. This Is Us return to big welcome. Everybody's loving that show.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing I wanted to bring up last night, this was on, have you guys seen The Orville on Fox?
No.
It's like a Star Trek parody?
Yeah, it's sort of a Star Trek parody, but it still has some serious messages. Last night was the fourth episode, I think, and the first three were okay, but last night the writing was just way so much better, and it was, it was so funny, and the storyline sort of hit on the science deniers, like current day science deniers with a sort of science denier guy, dictator on the show.
This is the one that Seth MacFarlane's behind, right?
Yeah, that Seth MacFarlane's behind. But it was really smartly done. So applause with that.
Good. I'm glad their show. I know the first few weren't very well received, so I'm glad they're righting their ship. I hope that show survives.
I get it.
You what?
Isn't there a ship involved?
There's a ship. Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean it that way. All right. Well, Kurt, thank you. We hope to see you in studio next week. If you're not too busy. We know you have other things going on, but if you're not too busy, come on by.
All right. If I get my hair washed.
It's
where do we find him, Bill?
he's at home.
No TV show.
Right now I'm at home, yeah. Come on over. But bring lunch.
Let's all go to Kurt Wagner's house, everybody. We'll give the address out later. Kurt, we'll see you. It's TVshowpatrol.com if you're looking for Kurt Wagner on the internet.